Good morning. Well, the Australian share market set for a flat to positive start to trade on Thursday, with a little over an hour remaining in the after-hours session. Local SPY futures are up by around 10 points, or a little under 0.2%. It's been an interesting session as far as Wall Street is concerned. The catalysts have been few and far between. The main one has been the US Federal Reserve. Late in the session, they released the minutes from their last policy setting meeting, and they covered off on a fair number of bases, and you could say that there was something in that document for everyone. People who were looking for a sanguine assessment of the US economy were able to tick that box. The patient approach to raising interest rates, that certainly got ticked as well. And then at the same time, the Fed highlighted some of the headwinds that have emerged for the US economy. So if you were to bottom line it, you could say that for the time being, the US is done with raising interest rates, as long as we're seeing these headwinds for the US economy. So US equity markets have tended to move higher after the release of those minutes. The Dow and the S&P 500 up by around 0.2%. The NASDAQ closer to flat. As far as other influences, we've seen the US dollar weaken in the most recent session, so that has been supportive as far as commodity prices are concerned. So oil's up by around 1.5%, similar gain for copper. Palladium is noteworthy. It only saw a small increase, up by around 0.75%, but it hit record highs over the course of the session. So that's an important metal that's used in the production of catalytic converters for cars. On the local front today, it's an important session. We get to look at the unemployment report for the month of January. The unemployment rate expected to be still at around 5%, and around 15,000 jobs to have been added to the economy. So that will certainly be the main talking point of the day. Another busy day for companies reporting results, amongst them Qantas, Santos, Sydney Airports and Wesfarmers. The Aussie dollar is a little bit firmer at 71.7 US cents.